You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Things amping up in the world of the Daybells as Chad Daybell gets ready to go to trial, a hearing taking place, just kind of going over some of the last few items that need to be discussed before the trial actually starts. And even Lori having another day in court just the other day, showing up and again preparing for her upcoming trial, which may or may not be happening later this year. Joining me to discuss, attorney Eric Fardis. Let's start with the elephant in the room, but it was the Lori's appearance just the other day. She walked in sparkling and smiling, and I was joking on News Nation last night with Brian Enten saying, I think she was expecting it to be like Wheel of Fortune or something, like she was coming out again to spin the wheel, and then like, oh, you're in court. Pat Sajak's not right there. What's your take on this? I mean, she looked like she was the guest of honor at a party walking in as they're preparing for another murder trial.
She is living in a dream world. I'm telling you, this woman just appears so detached to me. And, there's been other kind of antics during her case, during her trial, in terms of her appearance, her demeanor, some of the things that she was doing in court that the judge commented on. All of that stuff is very erratic, very bizarre, but kind of par for the course for Lori Daybell.
100%. It was just kind of, I think she takes everyone aback because obviously we know what the charges are, but she doesn't seem to, I don't think she lives in a world where those are her charges at all, at least in her mind. I also found it interesting, this is just, pure speculation, but oh my goodness, the eyes that she was giving Keith Terry, her attorney, and kind of the leaning in, and I'm just thinking he's, what on earth is going through his mind, I wonder, as she's, I mean, it looked like flirting, like to an extreme extent, like, oh, you want another glass of wine? I mean, I know it's not what's being said, but who knows? Lori, it might have been. But it really was just completely out there. Does this play in her favor to be, I guess, this jovial and happy in court?
At this juncture, absolutely not. She's already been convicted. And the judge is expecting someone who's been convicted of essentially killing their kids to be solemn, to be reverent, to be remorseful. And we don't see any of that from Lori Bell or Daybell. In fact, we see kind of the exact opposite. And I think it's just continuing to kind of dig herself a hole, no pun intended. And she's got big problems for the rest of her life because of this case, and she doesn't seem to realize it.
One of the things that was brought up was the amount of information that's coming to them in discovery in the defense of Lori Vallo. I believe it was something around like 20 terabytes of data and 88,000 pages or something. Give us a little insight on this because, pages, that's easy to understand. Okay, it's a lot of information to have to go through. When we're talking about data and terabytes of data, it's easy, I think, on the outside for someone to go, oh, that sounds like a ton of information. But is it really? I mean, if we're talking about video files and things like that, you can fill up 20 terabytes pretty quick if you really wanted to. And we hear that all so often. We're going to need a ton of time to go through all of this data, 20 terabytes. There was another case where it was like, I think there was the Koberger case, it was 80 terabytes. In reality, what are we talking about here? As an attorney, when you get that sort of information and discovery, is it really as big as it sounds?
It certainly can feel very overwhelming, and it's hard to tell until you really dig into it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, some of these cases might have a ton of surveillance videos that are hours long, and they're massive, right? They're huge, and they don't show anything. And so, not all of that those terabytes are actually useful or even relate to the case much of the time. And so usually you can kind of hone in on what it is you need to really focus on as a defense counsel, even when you have sort of an overwhelming discovery dump, like massive amounts of terabytes like that.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.